One of the things I think about a lot is that the history that one person might really need to learn or really need to hear is a history that is lived experience, or it might be triggering or traumatic to another person. And there's a real responsibility in thinking about how to navigate what different people need to learn and how different people need to learn things.
The Asian Canadian and Asian Migration Studies program is excited to launch a new course, ACAM 300, Disorienting Asian Canada. It is a course on Asian Canadian histories for our times, taught by Dr. Laura Ishiguro. We are here today to talk with Laura about her work as a historian.
My name is Laura Ishiguro, and I work in the Department of History at UBC. I'm a historian of settler colonialism and so-called ordinary people in everyday lives in northern North America, with a particular specialization in the territories currently called British Columbia.
Through her courses and research, Laura encourages us to consider the questions: what do Asian Canadian histories have to do with our present? And what good can historical knowledge and thinking do today?
History as a discipline has not done well with telling histories that center people of color, including people of Asian descent, in the Canadian context as actors and as subjects in their own right. And so one of the reasons I'm so excited about being part of ACAM and being able to teach this course in ACAM is I think it's really an opportunity to think differently about how Asian Canadian histories are part of the past of this place outside of the parameters that they've been kind of granted by the discipline. When I first proposed teaching the course, I said I wanted it to be an Asian Canadian history course for our times. But of course, the meaning of our times has changed substantially in the last few months. And so I've been thinking a lot about what it will mean to teach this course in the context of COVID-19. And I've been thinking a lot about COVID-19 in relation to Asian Canadian histories. I think it's put a spotlight on Asian Canadian history. Conversations about the kinds of racist attacks that people of Asian descent are experiencing right now in particular have called more people's attention to the ways that there's a much longer history here. And even though the intensity and the experience is new for some people, this is a boiling over of something that has been much longer, much more pervasive and much more everyday. And one of the things I've been struck by is that politicians at every level now, in Vancouver, in British Columbia, in Canada, have used exactly the same phrase in responding to this boiling over of anti-Asian racism. They have all said hate or racism, quote, has no place here. And one of the things that I keep thinking is, actually the problem is precisely that hate has always had a place here. Or at least since it's been Vancouver, or since it's been British Columbia, or since it's been Canada, racism, including anti-Asian racism, has been a really integral part of these places.
To follow ACAM's dedication to Japanese-Canadian histories, Laura's teaching is framed through the lens of Canada's history of Japanese internment. The ACAM program asks students to consider the effects and legacies of Japanese-Canadian uprooting, incarceration, and dispossession.
So my personal route into ACAM has been through my own connections with the Japanese-Canadian community and thinking about what it might mean for me to be a Nikkei historian who works in relation to Asian-Canadian histories. And so I'm excited for this course to reckon with representations of Japanese Canadian internment, but also to examine other histories of people of Asian descent and other ways of thinking, even about Japanese Canadian history, and the ways that those open up other understandings and possibilities too.
The Asian Canadian and Asian Migration Studies Program, also known as ACAM, is a multidisciplinary program open to all students focusing on history, culture, and the social dynamics of Asian communities within Canada, taking into consideration the relationships and contexts resulting from global migration patterns. This minor is open to all students from any discipline who are interested in learning about Asian communities in Canada and their historical and contemporary experiences.